countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Speaking of diversification of sorts, in Piltown, I thought Piltown, there was only one in Kilkenny, but there's one near Bettystown in County Meath as well. You might see an unusual farm combination of Christmas trees and geese. Carl Allen is a former dairy farmer who now manages horses and Christmas trees on his farm, but he uses the geese to keep the grass down. So we sent Louise Denver out to find a little bit more yesterday.
The silage man. Yes. Where is the grass going?
It's going to the neighbouring farm across the road.
So you sell surplus grass?
Yeah, all our surplus grass, yeah.
How many acres do you have here?
We have 100 acres here. 20 acres of tillage, which mostly we just use for the horses. It's not for making money out of the wheat anyway. We kind of tend to grow continuous wheat.
Carl Allen bought his farm in Piltown in 1996.
The actual shed that we're standing in was to be a dairy because we were going to move to here. And then with the price of milk not really doing much for us, we said, right, no, we won't. And it was 7 days a week. We were in winter milk, where our quota was about 160,000 gallons. At the end, we were doing it with just about 75 cows. We were doing nearly 2,200 on average. And we diversified, and in 2007 we stopped the dairying.
At that stage, Carl was running a property maintenance company and 3 years ago opened a livery business.
The price of milk had been so stagnant and it was actually dropping. Even though I enjoyed it, I suppose I got to 40 and said, right, where am I going? What am I doing? So I said, right, we have to make a change. So we decided to stop the dairying, sold the cows, literally did it within a matter of a few weeks of deciding. We sold the herd all to one person, which was very simple. So the horses seemed like a good idea. I enjoy working with the horses. My daughter was big into horses, and it just kind of evolved. We started off with a few stables and then put on a few more, and we've grown it into a nice business.
In 2012, he began growing Christmas trees. They now sit on about 5 acres on the farm.
Yeah. And this field that we're in here now, we planted last year. We went in, we mowed off the grass, we got a machine in to plant the trees. We planted 4,000 trees, about 3,200 were Nordmans. And just with the year that was in it, we lost probably about 80% of them.
To get to the main fields of trees, he takes a quad bike.
I'll tell you about this here. For us to sell our trees at Christmas, we want to do a choose and cut system whereby people come out to the field, find their tree, and we'll cut it there, and then they take it home fresh. The other thing that we need is we need to keep grass in the field so that people can walk around in the winter and not get destroyed with muck. So hence we built a lane for the first part coming out, and now we're into the grass field. When the geese will leave here in October, they'll have it mown to like a lawn, and the grass is finished growing at that stage. Okay, we'll go round now to the field of figure trees. That's where the geese are.
3 years ago, Carl introduced geese to the farm. They eat the grass around the trees and help to fertilise the ground.
Going to follow me over here and I'll feed them.
Well, what do you feed them?
At the moment they're on 100 grams of rolled oats and a little bit of soybean meal. You can see at the moment like there's hardly any grass left there. When they came into this field it was probably getting a bit long. It was up at about 5-6 inches. We have a three week rotation with them at the moment. So if we can keep bouncing them back and forward between our two fields, that should keep the grass fresh enough for them. We have about 140 geese this year, probably a few too many. It's a balance. We're learning. This is our third year keeping the geese.
Would you recommend it?
It's very good for your enjoyment. They really are. And people, when people see them, we bring out friends and stuff, they're amazed by them. because they really are. They're great fun.
Before the geese, you had sheep.
Before the geese, yeah, we tried using Shropshire sheep for 3 years. We've just found the sheep more difficult to manage.
Yeah.
They did a reasonably good job, but they were just harder to manage. And any time you went into the field, they just put their heads up and ran. Whereas the geese come over to you. The geese are very, very friendly.
And hundreds of thousands of Christmas trees are harvested in Ireland every year to meet demand. How many do you hope to harvest each year going forward?
If I can do maybe 500 trees, that would be great. It's not as easy as I thought it was going to be. I thought, put a Christmas tree in the ground and it'll grow. These things try to do everything but grow into the shape of a Christmas tree.
What species are you growing?
The main crop is Nordman fir. That would be, I suppose, what most people would be finding in the garden centres and other tree sellers around that would be on the road. There's no money in it yet, but hopefully there will be.
No money in it yet, but hopefully there will be. That's what a farmer says every morning when he or she gets up. Anyway, Louise Denver chatting to Carl Allen on his farm near Bettystown in County Meath yesterday.